Michael Libby in the Business News Hour is supported by the Iowa Association of Business and Industry, moving Iowa forward, iowaabi.org. And Iowa Softwater, softwater for you, your family, and your business starts with iasoftwater.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. Grateful that you are hanging out with us this afternoon in studio with us, as he is on a regular basis, is Mike Caldwell from Square One DSM, part of the Greater Des Moines Partnership. Welcome back, Mike. Good to see you.
Good to see you. Thanks for having me.
That's quite all right. You know, anytime that you are always welcome here because you always bring such great information, valuable stuff to the conversation. And today we had kind of exchanged some emails and you wanted to talk a bit about referral marketing.
Yeah.
First, let's define what that is.
So referral marketing is simply the idea of people promoting you based on their experience. It's when somebody says, wow, they did a great job of fixing my car, and I love how well Toyota treats me or how whatever. The Chevy store treats me or whatever it is. Yeah.
And as you would well know, ladies and gentlemen, if you've got a business out there and you're on Google, you get rated from time to time from various individuals up to, I think, 5 stars it is.
Right.
And, you know, people can go ahead and leave comments there. And so that's also part of this whole referral network.
It is. You think about it. There's many, many levels of referral marketing. Everything from getting paid to send somebody, to the store, to rating something on Amazon as referral marketing. You know, if you look something up and you go, wow, there's 92 ratings and they're at 4.4 and I can read the comments, those are referrals. People don't do that for any other reason.
Exactly. And everybody, you know, if you're on a retail center out there, you can look at, how many of these places, we do a lot of work with when we're not buying local and we try to buy most of our things local, B&H.
Sure.
Out of New York.
They're an old school mail order company.
Wonderful company. And they will have – we will make sometimes those decisions based on those referrals are there. How good a quality is whatever this is.
Think about when you first started up your first business, you said, okay, I need some insurance. Well, hey,
where do you go?
Steve, Mary, where'd you get your business insurance? Who treated you well?
Yep.
That's referral.
Is it okay to ask for referrals?
I think you should ask. And let me tell you why I think you should ask. Because if none of your customers say yes, you have a problem.
Yeah.
I mean, there's the other side. The whole other side of referral is if you're not asking, why not? Are you scared to ask your customers how they feel about you?
Mm.
And I think that for a lot of business people, it's hard to be a business person out there, a small business person. But you really do need to make sure people believe in what you do. And they'll keep coming back. And if you have a restaurant and nobody will refer their customer over, then
you got troubles.
Yeah. Keep in mind also that a lot of referral marketing is, in essence, free. It really doesn't cost anything to say, hey, pass this email on to your buddies and, help them out. And sometimes I can get something for it, but sometimes it doesn't cost anything.
And I know that, there's a restaurant that just announced that they're closing here on Ingersoll, our good friend at Bistro Montage.
Yes.
And he decided he was going to close. One of the things that he indicated was that social media has been both positive and negative. And so referrals can work the other way as well.
They can. In fact, there's a startup in town that just got announced to join Square One Accelerator. Just happened to, called Menuento, that's working on the both sides of the social problem. So if you're a restaurateur, you care about what you're saying on Facebook and Twitter and everything else, but you also care about what's being said about you on Yelp and all these other review sites.
Sure.
So you have to look at both ends of the spectrum, and one begets the other, because I may look up how you did on your Facebook posts and how many people like you, then I may turn around and check you out on, Yelp and see how people like you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it could be a totally different thing.
And here's the other thing I think about that. When you do get the negative comment, post back.
Absolutely.
Post back. Because I got to tell you, there's a lot of – how many of you have been in a restaurant when some customer is a total jerk? Okay, well, if the jerk writes a comment and the restaurateur comes back and says, yeah, the guy really wasn't very appropriate, he did this, it negates the negative.
It does.
Just don't leave it light.
So exactly. You've got to be able to be in the space. First of all, know what's being said about your business. And it doesn't matter what business it happens to be. Just be there.
Yeah. And, before the show, I just for fun Googled referral marketing. And you cannot believe how many well-written posts, how many vendors, how many suppliers for, you've got Rocket Referrals here in town.
Right here, yeah. You had them in here.
We did. And they focus on referrals for independent insurance sales reps. So you don't have to just go buy the generic tool and figure it out. There may be something out there for what you do.
But do they work?
Yeah.
Do referrals work? I think you've got an example.
I do. So I found this out on the web, and I believe from a reputable source. In April of 2010, Dropbox users sent 2.8 million direct referral invites. These are their users
so
sent
this
the
is,
invites.
Okay, back in the day, 2010.
When Dropbox was just getting going.
Correct. What they did was what? They asked, they said, okay, refer us to your friends.
I was one of their first, because I was out in the tech industry, and I was one of the early people that got it. It just basically said, here's your Dropbox. You've got 500 meg for free. This was back when space was a little bit harder to get. And for everybody that refers you, you'll get another 250 meg. Well, I immediately sent it to 200 of my closest friends, and I hit their limit in about a week.
Wow.
And the statistic goes on to say that Dropbox went from 100,000 users to 4 million users in 15 months.
Yikes.
Now, other than the space they gave away, and they've got a freemium type model, all this cost them was some emails and some code in their system to integrate, you know, this referral system.
So, somebody out there is listening, they're going, yeah, well, that's Dropbox, man.
Right.
I mean, you know, they got a lot, millions of dollars, and they got all this stuff. You know, I've got a florist company here, or I've got a small restaurant, or I've got a haberdashery of some type. You know, I can't compete with that kind of a thing.
Well, but you
but
can. You can put something with every sale and every delivery that says, hey, we're a local business. Help us out. Pass this on. Whoever gets it will get $5 off the next order.
Sure. There are tons of ways to play that.
Most companies, and you know this better than I do, but most places, you think about a restaurant that is advertising, that first meal based on an ad is a loser for them.
Uh-huh.
They're trying to get a returning customer, people like me that keep coming back over and over. That's
sure.
who they want. They'll spend a lot of money to get them the first time. So those referrals are just magic.
And you know, I think what you said earlier in this conversation, Michael, is that if you don't ask, you don't get.
Yeah, and you don't know.
You don't know.
You just don't know.
Yeah.
Right. You know, you think about they call it the sharing economy, right? Because everybody loves to share everything. Everybody wants to share their photos of their kittens on Facebook. They also like to share good experiences and bad experiences, right? The old saw is you'll tell somebody about a good vendor, somebody a good experience 3 times and a bad experience 100 or some silly
something
thing
like
that.
Yeah.
But it's true. And now we just have a bigger megaphone to shout it.
Oh, yeah. Social media has made it very capable for people to actually bring down a business. I mean, if they get enough negative replies, and if that business is not paying attention and doesn't respond, and there is a response, there is a correct response to every negative comment in every case, you know. But you just got to stop and think about it.
Yeah, it's also causing more transparency. So if you're a business that thinks you can hide a whole bunch of stuff behind the wall,
forget it.
Those days are over, as a lot of our formerly elected officials have found out. It gets out there, and it's not just the U.S. It's everywhere in the world right now.
Let's talk about how might a company best go about getting referrals?
Well, I think, first of all, you should look within your industry to see who else is doing referral marketing and how. And believe me, this is a place where the search engine does help. Because as I was doing some research for the show, referrals for a software company brought up a whole different grouping than referrals for a restaurant or referrals for, you know, a car dealership.
Different demographics, everything.
Well, and I think different motivations on why someone refer. And I think you start with your very best customers. Who are your very best customers? Did you ask them? Right? And this is one of the things right on Rocket Referrals webpage. If you go out their webpage, they talk about this. They identify the very best ambassadors of the brand and the person to ask for more, and they identify the worst to solve the problem. Because again, if 5% of your customers are really unhappy and they're telling 10 times as many people about being unhappy, they're drowning out the few people telling them something good. So you got to go fix their problem.
And be aware of it.
Yeah, be aware.
You know, I think that's pretty amazing. I had a meeting maybe 6 months ago with a client, and I said, you know, one of the things that I think you really need to do to boost your attendance at your place of business is to ask your friends, to not only, and you know who they are, you know who your best customers are, ask them to help refer you to tweet, retweet, to join your Facebook page, not just join and look, but also share some of that information from some time.
And people think, oh, what do I have to offer? You know, I don't always think you have to offer.
No.
You know, especially local businesses. We all really, you just said, we try to buy local. I try to eat in locally owned restaurants.
Absolutely.
Right? I try, and well, I don't care for most of the food at chain stores, but I just try to go somewhere local, right? I want to help them. I want them to be successful. I want them there next year when I want to go, you know, back or whatever.
And that's our motivating factor.
That's our real motivation. Your best customers don't want much. You know, you can offer them something if you want. You know, I donate every year to Iowa Public Radio because I believe in public radio, right? And they actually now have an option when you donate that says, I don't want a gift.
Sure.
No, thanks.
Yeah, I don't want one.
Yeah. So I think I've seen some very successful ones with charities where, hey, for every referral we receive from our valued guests, we'll donate $1 to charity, this charity. And we name our charity who we're going to donate to.
Whatever it is. And that way it's altruistic.
Altruistic and something – there's a reason. There's a motive. That's the thing with referral. You have to find a way to motivate the referrer. Why would Michael take the time to write a quick note, forward something, share, post, whatever? Why? And I think that's what you have to dig into. Who are your best customers, and how do you motivate them?
You know, I've always been motivated by an interesting thought about that. I retain the right to complain about anything.
Well, okay. So don't we all?
We all do. But at the same time, I'm very cognizant of the fact when I get excellent service of whatever it happens to be. And I just did this the other day. We had one of our partners in the broadcast is Podbean. Podbean.com.
Yes.
And they have fixed some things internally to what it, and had to give a shout out to them.
Yes.
I said, well done.
Thank
you. Know, you guys have really hit the ball out of the park on this one. And so rather than kvetching all the time about what's going on, why not be positive?
You know, especially in the times we're living in where we're all where things are a bit divisive and a bit divided. You know, I think no matter whether you were enthralled or angry after the election results, I think most people were frustrated. And, you know, we can either keep complaining or we can help solve. And I think if you think about small business and local business and in any business, I want John Deere here in the area to succeed just as much as I want the restaurant down the street. Solve problems. And I think a lot of people are starting to feel that way. It's like, okay, there's enough of the anger and the angst and the negativity and all that.
Let's
that's not
do
who
something.
And that's not the Midwest, right? Especially here.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Mike Caldwell is our guest. He's from Square One DSM. We're talking about the power of referrals to just about any business out there. And it doesn't have to be as big as Dropbox. It can be your local mom and pop haberdashery or your – we just were talking about today, just today, the Quill and Nib, a great little pen store in Historic Valley Junction. I'm a real fan of those kinds of things.
Okay.
Yeah, I just like –
Yeah, and I'm over here digital. I don't even carry a writing instrument, so I get it.
But anyway, I like that. And so, you know, we had a guest that wasn't able to make it. So we went through the archives and said, what might fit during this time of the year? And so we pulled out Peter Sherinian's piece. Now, that's a gift, if you will. Okay?
Yes.
I don't want to get anything for it, but I hope that their business does really, really, really well in the Historic Valley Junction.
A lot of people are doing startups in the software space, right? Web-based software startups. And here's the thing about a web-based company. You can look bigger than you are.
Yes, you
right?
can.
And with webcams and easy software to record, you can ask your customer who is in Cleveland, hey, would you just record a two-minute video of why you love what I do? And can I use it on my website? And suddenly, you have a referral on a global basis.
Mm.
And you only had to have one customer say yes. And by the way, if you do own that company, you're assuming they're going to keep renewing every month and allowing you to charge a credit card, you kind of want to know if they're going to.
Because
if they won't refer you, I don't think your reoccurring revenue is going to reoccur for much longer.
You just gave a brilliant idea to people who are listening out there that may not be in the software space or the hardware space. You know, they may be in any space. And if I have a client, say, in Fort Dodge, Iowa, that happens to be a car dealer, why not say, hey, would you mind spending 90 seconds and telling on a video why you love what it is we do?
Yeah. Can you just, you know, one thing that you think we made a difference?
Yeah.
How did we help your business grow?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the wonderful thing about technology is in the day you would have had to send a camera crew out. Now you just say, hey, just stare into your camera and turn on the mic and have that, right?
It gets less expensive and less cumbersome. Every year it does. Yeah. Mike Caldwell, ladies and gentlemen, from Square One DSM. How are things down there at the office? Everything good?
Things are good.
And
it's
you are
crazy
now
busy.
Living downtown.
I live downtown. I'm a resident of the East Village, and I would like to refer more and more people to the stoplight system when they're you know driving around downtown. Remember, those poor pedestrians don't want to lose their legs.
Well, I think you know, and you are very typical of another movement among consumers. You know, not only are there millennials moving to these downtown locations, older people who are wanting to downsize.
We are the definitive empty nester. Our son went to college; just the two of us. We sold our house. We have an apartment downtown. We don't even own a home anymore.
Wow.
It's great.
Yeah, and to watch your expenses go down now that you don't have to drive all over the place.
Actually, we're putting all that money right back into the local restaurant scene.
Well, you're close to splashing.
I don't think we've eaten at home for...
Good for you.
Oh, my.
This is the guy that keeps the downtown restaurant scene moving.
Single-handedly.
Good man. Good man. Mike Caldwell, ladies and gentlemen, Square One DSM. Thanks for coming in and doing this.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Good stuff about referral marketing. You miss any of that, you can check it on our podcast page. We will have that up in just a little bit. For Peter Sherinian, who wasn't really here, he was here back in July, but we thought we'd replay that again from the Quillinib in Historic Valley Junction. And all the crew that puts this thing together. On the controls tonight is our producer. His name is Tyler Hackenmiller. The program director for the radio stations is Patrick Wood. The voice of Insight on Business, the news hour, is Jimmy Olson. The liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayer. The music that you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. We'll be back, God willing, tomorrow at 5:05. Till then, be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.